Hello, and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I would love to welcome on my grandmother, Sally Jones. She was born in 1940 at the beginning of America's involvement in World War II. Due to some deteriorating memory conditions, she has forgotten some of the answers to the questions I asked. I have tried to supplement with knowledge that I learned from my dad and other stories I know. I chose my grandmother because she's an extremely prominent figure in my life. She helped raise me, and she introduced me to a lot of the hobbies I currently have, like my love of sports and cooking. I would love to welcome her onto this show. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I think we should start off. Where did you grow up, and what was it like?
Okay, I grew up in the lower valley of El Paso, Texas. And we did not have a lot of money, and so life was kind of hard. But my mother was, and my father both worked very hard to make it as nice as they could.
What were you like as a kid? Did you like sports, or were you more focused on academics?
Well, I think I was more focused on academics, and I was very interested in music. I very much wanted to learn to play the piano, and I never really did.
Where did you go, or what did you seek higher education? Did you go to college?
Yes.
What did you study?
I studied teacher education, so I could be a teacher.
And you taught when you graduated, didn't you?
I did. I taught for a while. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how long did you teach?
Several years, but maybe three.
Okay, did you teach elementary kids?
Yes, right, definitely.
Okay. What do you think character trait do you think helped you most throughout your teaching years? What do you think was the best thing for you when you were teaching kids? What was your most important trait?
I think that I'm patient.
Patience?
No. Yes, yes.
That's good.
And forgiving, in other words, if somebody misbehaved, I didn't think that's going to ruin them forever.
That's good.
Yeah, right.
How did you meet your husband?
We went to school together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you got married?
What?
When did you get married?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Long time ago.
Well, he was in the military, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, right, yes.
What was it like moving around the world?
Well, I loved it because I had not done much traveling. And so it was all new and interesting to me. And everybody hated it, moving, but I didn't mind. I thought, oh good, a new adventure.
Do you remember everywhere where you went? Or some of the places you went?
Well, no, because we went to a couple of places in Europe, which was unusual. But most of our moving was just in the
United States. In the United States?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My grandmother has forgotten this, but they actually went to Thailand and South Korea and lived there for multiple years. My uncles both did high school in South Korea, and when they were in Thailand, the military paid my grandfather to learn Thai. However, they were sent back very quickly after he learned it, so he was unable to use it really at all. I thought it would be untrue to the story to leave it out, so I'm adding this after I've interviewed her.
Yeah.
How did having kids affect your traveling around the world or around the States?
It didn't.
It didn't? You just traveled
around? You just worked it around them.
Events,
yes, right.
What was my dad like as a kid?
He was a fun child to have around, you know. He was very playful and always in a good mood and, always anxious to, you could interest him in doing anything. You know, I would say, will you come and help me do this? It'll be fun. He would try.
That's definitely a good trait.
Yeah.
You've always been religious throughout your life. Mm-hmm. How do you think that helped you in every aspect of life? What do you think that gave you?
Oh, I just think that it solved a lot of problems before I had them. You know what I mean? Right. Because I knew what I should do before it happened.
You were prepared.
Yes, that's right.
That's
and,
good.
And so, yeah.
Well, how many kids did you have? Just a little more basic question.
Three.
Okay, yes. And you have quite a bit of grandsons now. What's it like seeing them grow up? I mean, most of them are out of college now.
You know, it's exciting, and I'm always so happy that they're doing well, you know. And I just, the thing that I worry about is the decision they make, what they're going to do, the big thing they're going to do in their life, because that's so important, and yet, you know, how do you decide?
It's a big question.
And it's easy to make a mistake, and then you have to live with it, you know.
Yes, so, I understand. Well, I think that's probably it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this with me.
And thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have an excellent rest of your day.